My guest today, Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President Brad Paulson.
Looks like a couple last second bids are coming in here, but looking at the grains, Brad, a lot of red on the board. Soybeans started out strong, looked like, before dipping into the red here. What did you see that drove the grains today?
Well, not a lot of news. The demand news is still lacking, routine demand at best. Weather continues to look very good, particularly for the northern part of the Corn Belt. And the heat in the south, in the southwest, doesn't look like it's going to stick around too long. And that kind of showed up in the noon forecast again. Also, the crops continue to improve. We'll see some crop tours here the next couple of weeks going to the corn and bean belt. And we got the spring wheat crop tour going on. On the first leg, they found 50 bushel acre wheat versus 52 last year. So still a relatively good crop, but not as big as last year. And I think they'll find some wheat as they go north and west, not quite as pretty as the stuff they saw yesterday.
Okay. Cattle markets, another strong day of trading. A lot of green on the board there. What's going on there?
Well, another day, another contract high, and cash market keeps firming up here. Looks like there was some $240 live cattle traded yesterday. Yeah, it looks like in the north, bids are in at 232, 234 in the south. So we sit here in August, live cattle at 227. So we're discounting the cash quite a bit, and we're just making up some of that ground with, again, higher new contract highs and higher volume.
All right. Appreciate it, Brad. Thanks for the info.
Yep, bye.
That was Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President Brad Paulson.